You know what else Jesus says here? Not only is each word of the Bible is important, but he says our eternal rewards are based on how strictly we adhere to the Scripture. You know, I think it's fascinating, people that are willing to spend dozens and dozens and dozens of hours mastering something that God has already said is going to burn up and have no value in heaven. And they spend dozens and dozens. I had a friend when we lived in New England that restored antique cars. And he had been restoring one of them almost his whole life. And he seemed 100 when I knew him then, which was 25 years ago. He's probably 125 now. And I thought about the fact that he didn't have time for the midweek service because he said, I got to restore my car. He didn't have time for the evening service. He had to restore his car. He didn't have time to, any time we had special meetings and he was restoring his car. And I thought, you're spending, and there's nothing wrong with restoring cars or woodworking or any hobby. It's wonderful. God said, we gave us all things richly to enjoy, not to the neglect of this. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them shall be called great. Every day, by our schedules, by our priorities, by our choices, we're determining whether we're going to be least or great. It's totally based on our view of how important the Scriptures are to us. You know, it's fascinating. I just spent this past week with all these incredible missionaries I've been telling you about this morning. And as I was meeting with them, they're all committed, to the gospel and preaching and teaching. You know what many of them said? They said in their zeal, they most were reminded that it's not by might or by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And that their words were great, but God's word for greater. And that they realized that there were portions of God's word that they were, in their zeal, unaware of. And many of them, in fact, we had several invitation times. Can you imagine giving invitations to veteran missionaries and pioneers of the gospel? But their response to the Scripture, and many of them said they wanted to renew their desire to know, to actually master the Word of God, and returning to Scripture memory, returning to consecutive major portions of the Word of God. Did you know it only takes 72 hours to read the whole Bible? So just think about that. Just think what that means. That's 6 hours a month to get through the whole Bible in a year. That means that if you spend, 2 hours and a half a day, you can get through the whole Bible in a month. There's some people that have never gotten through the whole Bible in their life. And what they're saying is, I don't have 72 hours for God. And you don't have to read it. You can listen to it. It takes the same amount of time. Just fascinating to think how important the Word of God is.